Yes, it's the Goldbergs. Say, do you know I'm a fortune teller?
You don't look like one.
Oh, don't I now? Well, you just watch me. I simply gaze into this crystal ball and... Ah, what's this I see?
What is it?
Wait till I polish it. Let's see. I see a big red and white box with the name D-U-Z, Does.
Well, what's that?
Shh. The crystal answers. Does is a new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. Dirty work shirts, grimy towels to your pretty rayon slippers.
Oh, and now listen. Are you really serious? Do you mean there's actually one granulated soap I can trust with my colored rayons and use for my dirty towels, too?
You bet I'm serious. Why, Does does everything in your wash. Does will show you how really white your towels and linens can be. Why, they'll simply sparkle. In fact, you won't see whiter washes on any clothesline in your neighborhood than new Does gives you.
My.
Why, Does gets clothes whiter. Far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But if it takes a lot of scrubbing, I'm not...
Say, what do you think Does is, a sissy? Why, there's no hard scrubbing and no boiling either. Not even for those greasy work shirts. Honestly, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you Does.
And yet you say this same Does is safe for my nicer colored rayon slips?
Yes, it's far safer for those delicate colors than any other leading granulated wash day soap.
Well... This Does must be a lot different from the soap I've been using.
You bet it is. You can tell the difference in Does right in the suds.
How's that?
Why, if you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find Does makes more suds even in hardest water. Suds that build up faster and last up to twice as long. Honestly, once you try Does, you'll see it's a really new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. Just ask for Does today. And next wash day, let Does do everything. And now, the Goldbergs. Well, with considerable skill and dexterity, Molly's tracked down a clue which makes her believe that the men about her are planning a surprise. The surprise is going to be Oriane's marriage to Dr. Cater. And it seems that Jake and Cater are going to arrange the marriage without Molly's help, and even without Oriane's knowledge. But Oriane, thinking that everything's finished with Chris, has decided to leave Lastonbury. And Jake immediately called Dr. Cater to see what could be done. If Oriane leaves, why, the surprise can't be arranged. And right now, in Molly's bedroom, Rosie's standing at the window waiting for the arrival of the conspirators.
Rosalie, please come away from the window, please. There's a little draft coming through the window crack.
I have my warm bathrobe on, Ma.
Nevertheless.
All right. What are you looking for, Mort?
My stockings.
Hi, are you getting dressed?
Uh-huh.
Are you going to go downstairs when Dr. Cater comes, Mort?
Maybe. I want to be prepared in case of...
Oh, his car?
Uh-huh. Dr. Cater?
Oh, no, Mort.
Oh. This is a good lesson for Papa, Mort. What do you mean?
Well, Papa's learning that it's not so easy minding everybody else's business.
That's what I do. That's what I do, mind everybody else's business. Well,
there's nothing wrong with that, Ma, if you do.
A car?
Uh-huh.
It's stopping?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mind who?
Wait.
Dr. Cater?
Yes, it's Dr. Cater.
Let me see. Uh-huh. We and Dr. Cater see ya.
Uh-huh.
My dress, Rosalie, quickly.
Mama, darling, give them a chance to talk first, Ma. And give Papa a chance to tell Dr. Cater why he called them. And then let them worry a little, Ma. Let the three wise men put their heads together and see what they can do to keep the bride home for her wedding.
That's good. Father just said three wise men.
Uh-huh. And they'll call on you for your help, Ma. You just wait and see if they don't. Here he comes already.
Papa? Yes, just wait one minute, Reverend.
They can invite you to the conference, Ma.
See, that Papa inviting me in the conference?
Uh-huh.
My dress. No, who is it?
Yes,
oh, it's Dorian. Are you going to tell her, Ma?
Not one word, Rosalie. You hear me? Not one word.
No, Ma.
So far, I wouldn't go to spoil the three my wise men's plans. Not one word, Rosalie.
No, Mama,
here's not by my lash. Come in. Come in, Oriane. I was just slipping on something.
Is there anything wrong? I heard a call.
No. Dr. Cade and his father came over to chat for a talk. You know the men these days, Oriane. Politics and conversations and talk about all important world behaviorisms. You know, this and that, they have to talk, they have to arrange the war, the air wars and everything. And why don't you go downstairs a little bit, Ori, and join the gentlemen?
No, thank you.
But, it's right, I forgot, Orion has to be up so early. Did you decide what train you're taking, Orion?
The morning train leaves about 10 o'clock.
Yes, 10, I think, a.m. You thought well of what you're doing, Orion?
Yes.
Will they zip me up, dear?
All right.
Thank you very much. I'm all right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'll be right up. Wait for me, Orion. Please wait for me here in my room. You're not sleeping anyway. I suppose you're too excited.
Please, Mrs. Goldberg, I don't want anyone coming up here to speak to me.
Of course not. Of course not. And Rosalie.
Don't worry, Mark.
You hear me? And go away from the door and close it, dear.
I will, Mark.
Close the door, Rosalie.
Be careful, Mom.
I am careful. Close the door.
All right.
Molly?
How do you do, gentlemen?
How do you do? Good
evening, Mrs. Goldberg.
Evening.
If you don't mind, a late visit.
Oh, no, indeed. With the world in the state of emergency, nothing is surprising. I know with the conferences, everybody's busy with meetings. And, Jake, dear, I think you should be in there, Warden, Jake, dear.
Who said that, sir?
Don't include me in your objections, Jake, dear, please. Dr. Cade, I wish you to know that I stand willing and ready. Dr. Cade, Christopher, I'll stir you up a cup of coffee, can
I? No, bother.
You sure?
Yes, I don't want to.
Don't forget, Dr. Cade, I stand ready and willing to be called upon if I'm needed. Please don't forget it. My services are at your command, only to be commanded.
Good night, Molly.
Good night. I have delicious cookies, and I could spill you a cup of coffee.
Molly.
Or cocoa.
Molly.
Or tea.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, then, good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And you don't think she suspects anything?
Of course not.
I'll close this door.
Well, Chris, what do you think?
Orion is leaving. That I know.
Hmm?
On the morning train.
Well, is that definite?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that puts an end to this childish game, Chris. And I'm glad of it. Marriage is too important to be treated this way.
I'm treating it in a very important way.
It's childish. I said it was childish from the very beginning. Orianne's in love with you and you with her.
Yes.
You're planning to let her think that you're all through with her. It's a kind of punishment for the past. And then, bang, at the last minute, you're going to appear the minister in one hand and the ring in the other. I say prove.
Yes, well, you can afford to be magnanimous, Dad. You didn't have the very special delight of making love to a woman for 2 months straight while she evaded you, mocked you, circled you, till I didn't know what I was talking about.
Said you're right.
Orianne needs a little of her own medicine. It's part of the premarital softening up process. It keeps the wife in the right place.
Exactly. I concur completely.
You see, and Mr. Goldberg's an old married man.
Yes, well, he won't be happy that he's kept this news from Mrs. Goldberg.
I am happy. My wife, Dr. Cater, is a charming woman. But she has outmaneuvered me. This is good for her, too.
Well, you see that?
I don't see a thing. But if you want to keep up the charade, well, go ahead. What are you going to do?
Let Orianne go.
Go.
Let her depart.
But how?
I've got a plan.
Well, if you have a plan, that's excellent. You don't know how this whole thing tickles me.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Orianne refuses to marry you when you appear at the crucial moment.
That proves you don't understand the situation.
Well, all right. I don't understand the situation. What's the plan?
It's very simple. When Orianne is...
Orianne?
Oh.
Did we disturb you?
No. Good evening, Dr. Cater.
Hello, Orianne.
Chris.
I suppose you came down to say goodbye to Dr. Cater and Chris. Orianne is leaving tomorrow, you know.
Oh, you don't say. Is anything wrong, Marianne?
No. I just thought that it was time for me to start doing some of the things I'd always planned.
Oh, that's right, Orianne. Most people procrastinate their opportunities away. That's an excellent idea.
I'm very grateful to you, Dr. Cater, for your kindness.
Oh, kindness.
Yes. I felt you liked to help me, wanted to help me. You did.
Well, that's the way Dad and I always act, Orianne. I'm glad you enjoyed your stay here in Lastonbury.
I hope you enjoy yours in the army.
I will.
I hope that...
Yes?
I hope I haven't caused too much trouble to any of you.
Oh, not at all. It was a very amusing experience. I learned a lot. And a psychologist is always grateful for the opportunity to learn about human nature. I hope you improved your stock of knowledge.
I've got more than I need.
Well, then perhaps in the quiet years ahead, Orianne, you'll have time to chew it over and gain the last full measure of nourishment from it.
Well?
Yes?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Orianne. I shall always think of you as a dear friend. Eat right out of my hand.
Chris, I think you're an abominable revenge.
Oh, no, Dad. Let's not go into abstract discussions. Let's rather arrange my plans for Orianne's departure. Now, she's going to take the morning train. Mr. Goldberg will appear at the...
Excuse me?
Oh.
Did Orianne tell you that she's... Orianne tell you that she's leaving tomorrow early?
Yes. We all said goodbye.
And Molly begins to think that perhaps she was wrong in thinking that any surprise marriage was planned at all. You know, a lot of you ladies have told me how disgusted you are with the halfway job old-fashioned soaps do for dishes. Yes, indeed. You say you get mighty tired of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps because... they teach on safety for your hands. Well, don't you know those halfway soaps are out, way out, now that New Dez is here? Yes, this new kind of granulated soap that does everything in your wash really has everything you want for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dez. It's the only leading granulated laundry soap that treats your hands with such extra gentleness. Yet, Dez can't be beat for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Why, you can tell by the suds how different Dez is. So try it today. Dez has everything for dishes. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Next time, Molly makes the last attempt at the last minute to save the situation. But Jake blocks every move. This is James Fleming wishing you a good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Dez, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash. This is